Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
E ngā iwi o ngā haue whā e pupuhi mai nei, kia ora mai koutou katoa. Nau mai hoki mai ki Everyday Māori, the podcast where we aim to teach you everyday Māori that you can use in everyday situations. Ko Hemi Kelly tōku ingoa no Ngāti Maniapoto ahau.
Ko Āpera Woodfine tōku ingoa no Te Ati Awa ahu.
Kei te pēhea hoa.
E mate ana i te ora.
Ka pai.
Me koe?
Ah, kei te tino ora ahau.
Rauhi, rauhi. He aha te kaupapa o te rā e hoa?
Ko te kaupapa i tēnei rā, ko te tohu tohu anō. So tohu tohu again, instructions or imperatives, we've been looking at them in the last couple of episodes. So we're going to follow on with another very popular common tohu tohu that we hear in te reo Māori, which I call the passive instruction, and I don't know if that's the correct term. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say the passive instruction?
I think so, right? It's where we add the tail to the end of the tūmahi.
Yeah, we're really using all the correct terms.
Yeah, yeah.
The passive instruction, the tail. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, okay, I'll give you a tūmahi, a verb, and you turn it into a passive verb. Tuhi.
Tuhia.
Ka pai, ka pai. So, there's the common passive endings or suffix that are preferred, I'd say, by most speakers of te reo, and that's an example of it. When we use tuhi, when we add on the tail, the common preferred tail is tuhia. But there are lots of others. I'm going to give you one more. Kōrero.
Kōrero tia.
Kōrero tia. Could also be kōrero hia or even kōrero ngia. Those three are heard, used around the country. It doesn't change the meaning, doesn't change the interpretation of the kupu at all. It's just the ending for some people and some iwi might differ.
Cool, cool. So when we add this tail or fiore, is that a kupu for tail?
Yeah, the fiore, it's often used when we're teaching, you know, there's those words. The correct term is a kumurihangu, a suffix.
Suffix, okay, cool. So when we add the suffix, it changes the tūmahi into an imperative, right? Into an instruction, a tohu tohu.
Koia, koia. It changes the nature of the imperative. So kōrero can be an instruction. It's a verb on its own. And if I say kōrero, kōrero, kōrero mai, you know, speak, speak, speak to me, that's an instruction there. Saying kōrero hia or kōrero tia, it changes the meaning a little bit. It's still an instruction, but instead I'm now saying say it. Kōrero tia, say it. So there's a subject now, which in this case is known. If I don't actually explicitly tell you what the subject is, you know what it is.
Okay, okay.
So let's, in this lesson, look at how we, you know, connect this passive verb to the subject.
Ka pai.
As I said earlier, I think this is probably one of the most common, you know, this is quite a broad statement here, but one of the most common tohu tohu we use, because everyday situations, we're always giving these sort of commands that link an action to a subject. And so we might say, shut the door, lock the door, tidy your room, make your bed, all of those things. This is what we're dealing with here. So, okay, let's grab those examples. Shut the door. Have a go at translating that, Ehua.
Is it katia te huakina?
Katia te kuaha.
Te kuaha.
Aye. Okay. But keep that word huakina and now say open the door.
Huakina te kuaha.
Koia, koia.
Did I just say shut the open?
Shut the open.
Okay.
Shut the open. Katia te kuaha. when I teach these tohu tohu, I teach them in that basic form. There's three words we're dealing with here. Katia, our tūmahi hāngu, our passive verb. In the middle, we could have something like te or ngā or tō or o, depending on what we want to say. Mm. And then the subject. What are we shutting? Katia te kuwaha, shut the door. Or huakina te kuwaha, for open the door. We always need to remember to add on the fiore or the tail. Mm. Yeah, sometimes it does get forgotten. Don't forget the little tail there. So katia te kuwaha doesn't quite make sense. We do need that little ah there to be absolutely correct.
Okay, cool. So if I wanted to say, just swapping out the te for ngā, for example, could I say pānuitia ngā pukapuka?
Mm.
Or pānuihia? Which one would it be?
Mm, he pai ngā mea e rua.
Okay.
Both are good. Pānuihia ngā pukapuka. Pānuitia ngā pukapuka. Read the books?
Mm.
Aye. Some people have asked, am I wrong in using one of the other fiore that aren't preferred? It's not wrong. So if you said pānuiria ngā pukapuka, grammatically, that's correct. But to the Māori ear, it sounds a little strange.
Right.
Because okay. There are those common fiore that go with that verb that are preferred and known, and our ears are used to hearing them.
Mm.
Pānuihia ngā pukapuka. Pānuitia ngā pukapuka.
A great place to find these fiore, if you're wondering where you can find like a list of them, is, of course, maoridictionary.co.nz. Just type in the tūmahi that you're looking for, and just underneath the tūmahi, it'll give you a list of the ones that are appropriate for that verb.
Koia, koia. And in most hard copy dictionaries as well, they'll be next to the kupu in brackets.
So let's go through a few more examples to get the listeners a little more accustomed to how to do this.
Okay, I'm going to give you a few sentences and I'll get you to translate them back into Māori. Okay, this one, there's only one fiore that's used with this word. So drink the water.
Inumia te wai.
Ka pai. Yeah, so that's an example of where there's only like one that's like agreed on, I suppose, by our tūpuna, you know, and by speakers of te reo Māori. Inumia.
So you could say inuhia te wai, and it wouldn't be wrong as such, but you just never hear other speakers say that, really.
Koia, koia, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Take off your shoes.
Waihotia ohu.
Leave your shoes.
Okay.
So what's the kupu for take off?
Aua e hoa.
Tango.
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 Tango here or who?
Tango here or who? Ka wai, example here, Apera wasn't even familiar with the word tango, but you used the correct passive ending.
Kupurihangu.
Yeah, with that kupu. Oh, cool. And I think this starts to happen naturally as we learn te reo. The more we learn, the more we're exposed to it. Out. Ears start to just help us, and we kind of rely on our ears a lot. What sounds good when it comes to this using a fiore with a verb, you can go tango tia. No, that doesn't sound good. Tango ri, tango hia, tango hia. And often I say, you know, have a go, just say it out loud, and what sounds good.
I guess, and I've heard that used at some point, and it was just sitting in my subconscious waiting to be used. So. Great.
When learning language, we need to rely on our taringa and our subconscious, because we often are exposed and we hear these things and it's in there. And that's how tamariki learn language. You know, they don't yet have the ability to read or write. They're just relying solely on their ears. It's all getting stored in there, and then they, you know, start to, you know, speak and mimic what they hear. And so I really encourage you, if you are, you know, learning te reo, to rely on your taringa, to be like a tamaiti learning.
Ka pai e hoa.
Do you want to give me some?
Yep, I'll give you a couple to translate. Here's one that you might use regularly. Send the email.
Send the email. Tuku is send, so tukuna. Tukuna te imera. Tukuna te imera.
Tukuna te imera.
Tukuna mai te imera. Cool. Send me the email. Tukuna mai te imera.
Kapai. Tetahi atu anō. Another one. Bring something to drink.
Kapai tēnei. If you're inviting people over, you know, bring something to drink. Mauria. Mauria. So mauria. Mauria. I would say mai because it's towards me. Mauria mai he. Mauria mai he kai. Mauria mai he inu. You know, bring something to eat, bring some drink, bring some food, bring some drink. Mauria mai he inu, mauria mai he kai. So there you can see we've used te in the middle, ngā in the middle, depending on whether it's singular or plural. We've used tō and o, and we can also use he for some. Mauria mai he inu, bring some drink. Kapai, to wrap up this episode, I'm going to do a little quick fire with some tūmahi to āpera. I'm going to give him the tūmahi in its like original state, so just the verb as it stands, and I'm going to ask him to give me back the tūmahi hangu, the passive verb, quickly. So we'll go through, we've got eight here, and then we'll go through what they mean and how we might use them in a passive instruction as well. Kua rite?
Ai.
Whakapai.
Whakapaingia?
Ooh, pai. Unu.
Unua. Got it?
Could be. Unuhia.
Unuhia.
Unuhia is like tangohia.
Okay.
Yeah, another word for take off. Clothing or shoes. Unuhia.
Unuhia.
But I'm thinking you thought I was saying inu?
Yeah, yeah.
It's very similar. Mm-hmm. Horoi.
Horoia.
Ka pai. Katsi.
Katia.
Pai. Tiki.
Tikina?
Uh-huh. Drag it out.
Tikina te kai?
Tīkina.
Oh, tīkina.
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 Aye. That's one, and there's a couple, there's not a lot, where the verb kind of changes form, like horoi, horoia. The verb's still there, you're just adding on, you know, the suffix, but tiki now has a macron on the first e, tīkina. And there's a couple that change a little bit like that. Whakairi.
Whakairingia.
Pai ki au. The Tainui people were like that. We use ngia for just about everything. Whakaweto.
Whakaweto here.
Pai. Whakahoki.
Whakahokia.
Ka pai. Ka pai. Rawe e hoa. Tino pai. So whakapai, to make something good. In other words, clean up or tidy up. Unu. Unu here, to take off. Horoi. Horoia, to wash. Kati. Katia, to shut. Tiki. Tikina, to fetch. Whakairi, whakairi here is to hang something up. And whakaweto is to turn something off. Whakahoki, whakahokia is to return. So let's create some instructions now.
Okay.
Mau e whakaoti te kōrero. So I'll get you to finish the kōrero by adding on the middle word and the subject.
Ka pai.
Whakapaingia.
Tō rūma.
Ka pai. Tidy your room. Unuhia.
O kākahu.
Unuhia o kākahu. Ināianei. Take off your clothes. Horoia.
O ringaringa.
Ai, very important at this time, me hoa mā. Horoia o ringaringa. Katia.
Te paki waha.
Katia te waha. Katia tō waha. You could say, so, katia here is to shut something. Kāti, kāti without the macron. With the macron, sorry, is to stop something.
Okay.
Te pākiwa, stop boasting, stop being boastful. But what about shut your mouth?
Katia tō waha.
Katia tō waha. Tīkina.
Tīkina ngā tikiti.
Pai. Kia haere ai tāua ki te konohete.
Hai.
So we can go to the concert. Whakairihia.
Whakairihia tō pēke.
Pai, pai. Kōrero pai ki ngā tamariki. Good one for tamariki at kura. Whakairihia tō pēke. Whakawetongia.
Whakawetongia te marama?
E te atua. E te atua. Whakawetongia te marama. God, turn off the moon. No, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was trying to say lights.
I shouldn't make fun like that, but that's a good one because marama is the moon. Marama is light. But for the lights in the whare, we use rama.
Rama.
Mm.
Tērā te kupu.
Ai.
Nō reira, whakawetongia te rama.
Whakawetongia te rama. Whakawetongia ngā rama.
Ngā rama.
Ngā mērua. Ai. Whakawetongia te marama.
Turn off the moon.
Last one. Whakahukia.
Whakahukia ngā pukapuka ki te whare pukapuka.
Tino pai. Ka pai e hoa ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi ki a koe.
And one last one to finish up. Ākona te reo Māori. Learn te reo Māori. Tēnā koutou.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukaipoa nō te reo.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.